This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Down Austin, Texas way, the big South by Southwest Interactive Festival is rolling over into South by Music. The tech portion of the conference, though, now the biggest portion, should you be interested, is a place where hot, if sometimes niche, trends in tech go to become mainstream. The hot, if niche, trend this year is virtual reality. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson has pulled the tough duty. He's been in Austin all this week, so we called him up to talk about VR. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
So give me the virtual reality experience there. I imagine it's all over the place down there.
It is all over the place, Kai. Almost every party that I've been to, not that I'm just partying, but all the parties, all the events down here, almost every single one has some kind of virtual reality happening there. And there are lots of different kinds of VR experiences that are happening. I mean, Samsung had this big space across from the convention center here. They were strapping people into rumble couches that would bounce you around and make you feel like you're riding a Six Flags roller coaster. People are wearing this Oculus Rift headset. It's everywhere.
All right, so here's what I want to know, though. You remember in 2000, what was it, 7, Twitter went to South By, and that was their really big breakthrough thing. And then, like, 2009, 2010, Twitter got big. You remember that?
Yep, I do.
Is this virtual reality's year, and then in 3 years, we're all going to have this on our sets at home?
I think that is sort of, at least the people who come to South By and think that it's an influential event, that's the hope, right? Is that you get to see something a couple of years early here. And I think that you could make that argument. Certainly, it's all over the place. And it's really being used by all different kinds of companies and organizations. You know, South by Southwest, which is, as you know, Kai, all about hashtag brands. this is something that where a lot of brands are playing with this. The PGA Golf Tour, which isn't exactly known for being like the hippest, most millennial-friendly event in the world, was here talking about virtual reality and giving fans an intimate look at pro golfers' first-person experience on the fairway. But I think it's still really experimental, Kai. There's no killer app yet for VR, but VR itself might be a kind of killer app for companies to market themselves, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Did I see somewhere in my reading on this that McDonald's is doing virtual reality? You got to help me with that. That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, this was certainly one of the most initially confusing VR experiences, Kai. The company had this big space. They were using headsets made by HTC, which most people probably know as a phone company.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because these headsets, as you're wearing them, you can actually move around the space you're in, and your movements get tracked by these other little cubes that are watching you with this headset on. You have two hand controllers, and in the McDonald's experience, they actually put you inside a massive McDonald's Happy Meal box and let you use the controllers to paint the inside of the box. You can shoot paintballs. You can paint with lasers or this kind of 3D brush that suspends the paint in the air around you. Again, not sure what the value proposition there is, Kai, but it just seems like there's a coolness factor here that McDonald's and a lot of other companies want to be a part of, and VR is the cool thing in tech right now.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He's been down in Austin at South by Southwest all week. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.